The Israeli Knesset has passed legislation mandating the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of intentionally killing a person with the intent to deny the existence of the State of Israel. The bill was introduced by the Otzma Yehudit Party, led by National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, and passed its final readings on Monday, March 30, 2026. The law now applies in any territory under Israeli functional control, including the West Bank and 53% of the Gaza Strip. Courts may impose the death sentence even if the prosecution did not request it. Unanimous consent of the judges is not required. Executions are to be carried out within 90 days of confirmation by the Israeli Prison Service. This correspondent notes several procedural details. The bill's language specifies killing with intent to deny the existence of the State of Israel, a threshold that Israeli legal experts and IDF representatives both warned creates a practical distinction, making the law applicable almost exclusively to Palestinians. Israeli nationals convicted of lethal nationalist attacks against Palestinians are not subject to the same provision, as the ideological burden of proof operates in one direction. The Justice Ministry's representative described establishing the death penalty in the West Bank through civilian legislation as very problematic. The IDF warned the law contradicts international treaties to which Israel is signatory. The bill passed. Israel has executed two people in its history. The first was Meir Tobolinsky, an IDF soldier convicted of treason by court-martial in 1948, granted no lawyer or right of appeal, and hanged. He was subsequently exonerated. The second was Adolf Eichmann, convicted of crimes against humanity in 1962. Israel holds approximately 9,500 Palestinian prisoners. Several hundred are estimated to be eligible for the death penalty under the new law. Minister Ben-Gvir has been wearing a lapel pin in the shape of a noose to National Security Committee meetings during the bill's deliberation. He handed out sweets to Knesset colleagues after the bill passed its first reading. His colleague, M.K. Limmer-Sung Har-Melech, who co-sponsored the legislation, dressed as an executioner complete with noose and syringe for the Purim holiday. Her husband wore a costume representing the themes of, in his description, occupation, expulsion, settlement. Minister Ben-Gvir has confirmed that doctors have expressed willingness to participate in executions. Their message to him was, just tell us when. The method of execution has not been finalized. Hanging is described as one of the options. The electric chair has also been mentioned. Ben-Gvir noted that euthanasia is another possibility. France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom issued a joint statement expressing deep concern. They described the bill as having a de facto discriminatory character. Israel's foreign ministry accused them of double standards. The bill passed. The doctors are available. Sources for this analysis are available at isayip.com/rabbittrails.